Good evening, everyone. This is Patricia Duffy live from M&S Bank Arena. So that is why if you hear a crowd behind me or in the background, it is just very busy as we have just finished up the men's team final. It was a very exciting final. Once again, there were a lot of falls, a lot of shock, and a lot of excitement and great routines as well. China won by more than 4 points, with Japan finishing second and Great Britain finishing third, which happened to come down to the final rotation, with GB finishing on high bar. So we'll do a quick recap of the meet as a whole and really focus in on the U.S., which finished fifth today. So starting on pommel horse, of course, Japan qualified first, GB second, USA third, and China fourth after a very just messy qualifying across the board. The US and China rotated together, GB and Japan rotated together, and the US and China started on pommel horse. After Asher Honk had a great routine to start, Brody Malone fell entering his dismount, and that kind of set the tone for the night for the U.S. men. Stephen Edorojic followed by hitting his set, but it was severely downgraded. The difficulty score that the judges gave him was a 5.1, and his intended is about 6.5. So that was 1.4 points lost in difficulty alone. There were inquiries submitted for both Malone and Edorojic, but those were rejected. Specifically, when we asked High Performance Director Brett McClure about it after the meet, he said that the inquiry for Malone was about his opening Mikulak. There was apparently a meeting that happened about an hour before the meet started that was specifically related for the pommel horse judges, specifically related to Malone's Mikulak, and whether it was to be given credit, and he did not get credit for that today, as well as the fall, really leading to a rough go of things to start. And then we didn't get any more further clarification on Nedorojic's routine. By what I saw, it looks like his dismount was severely downgraded. He did have a form break in the middle. But there were a lot of questions going around the gym turnet per se about whether that was an inquiry that should have been accepted or at least somewhat adjusted. But either way, the U.S. men were not off to a great start. China did have a fall on pommel horse, but then really after that, it was all uphill from there. The U.S. was eighth after rotation one, down by 3.7 plus points versus pommel horse in qualifying, putting them at a significant disadvantage early on. And GB and Japan had excellent starts on floor. Moving into the second rotation, the U.S. redeemed themselves on rings. Donnell Wittenberg had a great set to start his meet. China went lights out. They just absolutely smashed rings. They smashed parallel bars. They just really had an exceptional night. GB struggled, now on pommel horse, as well as Daki Hashimoto, the Olympic all-around champion, hit his set for a huge score, somewhere around 14-7 maybe, after he had fell during qualifying. In the third rotation, the U.S. had some difficulties with their landings on vault, but otherwise hit, of course, nonetheless. While Donnell Wittenberg sat out vault this meet after the slip and balk on his Risei Guang during qualifying, Asher Hong did go for the Risei Guang. He had a foot completely off the mat, but he landed it nonetheless, and it was a good score, a much-needed score for the U.S. men. And then Brody Malone did cause 1.5 solid. The front hand, Colt Walker's front handspring 2.5. He also stepped off the mat. And so that definitely hurt their scores. Going to the fourth rotation, the U.S. men and China moved to parallel bars. Asher once again started the team off strong, and Colt did as well. Brody Malone missed a skill. I believe it was his studs. Just balked on it and took a hit on his D score as a result. But all three hit. Meanwhile, China just absolutely, again, lights out. As I mentioned before, their Zhao Jianguang, the parallel bars Olympic champion, he, I believe, scored a, it was might have been a 15.66, 15.766, something along those lines. It was easily the highest score of the night, and it was an exceptional, exceptional routine. Meanwhile, China continued an outstanding competition, put up that huge score from Zhao, and then by the time the rotation ended and they moved to the fifth rotation, they had 5+ points between them, and Brazil was in second at this point. In the fifth rotation, the U.S. had Wittenberg, Colt Walker, and Brody Malone up. Wittenberg took out his Liugen release, which was probably a good call. He fell on it during qualifying, and he hit his set. Colt Walker was second up. He had a problem on his talk full and, like, kind of slipped out of it, and he had to basically just stop. He didn't come off the high bar, but he just had to sit basically at the top of the high bar and then restart his routine. So it was stop, it was start. It was a big hit to his E-score. And then Brody Malone hit an exceptional set on the high bar. He's been so consistent on this event, and it was great to see him hit that. And really, once, despite Walker's mistake, it seemed as though the U.S. was kind of trending up towards the last rotation, and they still had a chance to get third place. It was really a battle between the U.S., Spain, Brazil, and GB for third place, with China and Japan having essentially locked up first and second. As they rotated to the final rotation, the U.S. and China went to floor. Brazil and Italy had moved, or no, Spain and Italy had moved to pommel horse, and Japan and GB went to high bar. Italy was definitely in contention for that bronze medal. They hit their first two routines, but unfortunately had a fall on their last routine. Spain had multiple falls, knocking them out of contention pretty early. The U.S. ended up having multiple falls as well. Danielle Wittenberg fell on, I believe, his third pass. Brody Malone fell on his second pass. Asher Hong was the only one to hit his floor set for the U.S. China just kind of rolled to their gold medal. Japan, Daki Hashimoto fell in their last routine, but that didn't particularly matter. They still had a pretty good buffer between them and GB, who hit all of their routines. The crowd was roaring. They were so excited. It was a really exceptional rotation for Team GB to secure that bronze medal, and it was a well-earned bronze medal. So, again, we have a new world champion. China wins by more than 4 points. Japan is second, and Great Britain is third. Italy with fourth, and the U.S. fifth. Afterwards, we did go down to the mix zone to try to talk to the guys. Unfortunately, they all declined media and walked straight through the mix zone. Afterwards, USA Gymnastics said that Danielle had said that they really needed to reflect as a team and would talk at a later date. We did talk to Brett McClure. We asked him about, you know, he said he was gutted for the guys. He was just devastated for them. And it's really hard because he said that the team aspect of this team is really special. He said that he loves working with these guys, so it just makes it that much worse to see, you know, this be the result. But, you know, he didn't backtrack on pushing difficulty rather than execution. And he was, you know, he was like, this is what we've got to do. So we talked about inquiries. We talked about Asher Hong, who he had nothing but good things to say. He said he was the rock of this team, while Danielle and Brody and even Yule are these leaders for this team. They're experienced. They're the leaders. Asher Hong today was the rock. He Brett McClure put it as, he was the MVP, and I would thoroughly agree. It was really not even close. You have an 18-year-old first-year senior coming out here, hitting five of the five routines that he was put up for, and really carrying this team today. And it was exceptionally impressive, and it's great to see that the U.S. men are in good hands in the future. And then we did also talk about Steven Nedorozic, who, even if it wasn't his best routine, he did hit on pommel horse to start the competition, and then he had five rotations of simply hyping this team up. And so he joined alternate Yul Moldauer in doing just that. When they rotated to high bar, which is closest to the press tribune, the media tribune, I could hear him louder than anybody else. He was jumping up and down. He was shouting. He was so hyped for these guys. And Brett McClure agreed that he's really come out of his shell. And as a specialist, it can sometimes be hard because he's so focused on one routine. He's so focused on that. And he's not, you know, doing multiple events as these other guys are. But Brett McClure said that Steven has really embraced the team and the team has embraced him. And he started to become really a part of the team and really embrace that and embrace his role as a specialist, even if it, you know, is different. So it was great to hear that. And overall, it was a very exciting night full of great gymnastics. And we are looking forward to the women's all-around final tomorrow night. So we'll be back then with a recap of whatever exciting things fate has in store. Talk then. Bye.